Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
First up, who braved the traffic and the parking and the crowds, Michelle Witte with the League of Women Voters is out here with me on the porch at the WCCO radio booth. Thank you so much for being
here,
Michelle.
Thanks for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Now, Michelle, you have to tell me, League of Women Voters is really gearing up for September 17th. That's National Voter Registration Day. But not just for any voter. You all are doing something special for young people and folks who want to pre-register to vote.
Absolutely. So what's so exciting this year, this is our 104th year. The League of Women Voters has been empowering voters, defending democracy for 104 years. But this year, we have some new voters. Our 16 and 17-year-olds can now pre-register to vote, in addition to our 18-year-olds registering to vote. So we're trying to get the word out. We're trying to get schools, if there's school teachers out there, anyone with schools, get signed up to participate in National Voter Registration Day. We're working with both our GOP party, the DFL party, and our Secretary of State so that we're all in this together to get youth ready to vote.
And, you know, everybody is talking about politics, but it doesn't mean a hill of beans if these young people don't get out there, if we don't get out there and vote. And you brought Dixie here. She is a junior at Eden Prairie High School. Now, Dixie, you have your League of Women Voters shirt on. You are ready. You want to get pre-registered to vote. Talk to me about why that's so important to you.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, my name is Dixie, and I'm a rising junior at Eden Prairie High School. I intern with the League of Women Voters right now, and I'm super excited that there's an opportunity for 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register to, again, get a head start into politics and have this opportunity where I can get involved into voting before I'm at the age of 18 to be ready to actually vote. So again, by pre-registering, students are able to get into politics and really start paying attention to policies and these issues that each candidate's are advocating for. So when they are paying attention and they get to know what each candidate is talking about, when they turn 18, they have a good idea of who to vote for, and they just are confident when they're at the voting booth.
And, you know, this is so important, Michelle. Talk to me about if parents are listening, those who are sitting here with their teenagers, want to get involved, want to get them pre-registered to vote, where can they go? How can they sign up?
Right. So, again, if you're here at the fair today, actually the Secretary of State has a booth right in the grandstand. You can get pre-registered. You can go on your phone. You can learn about National Voter Registration Day on our website as well at LWVMN. Indiana.org. And this is especially important because our 18 to 24-year-olds, we know in Minnesota, are actually voting about 20 points less than average. But when they're registered to vote, they just go to the moon. They are when they're registered to vote, they're voting over 90%. So we know that the process of getting people registered and then pre-registered will help people be great voters.
Well, I am so glad that you all are here. I want to remind people, go to lwvmn.org. That is the website where you can get all the information. And you all are out here in your beautiful purple shirts. You got to tell me, what is your favorite fair food? What is your favorite thing to eat when you come to the fair, Michelle?
Number one, still the standard, Pronto Pup.
Pronto Pups. Okay, Deekshi, when you come to the fair, what is your favorite thing to eat?
It has to be the classic, the Sweet Martha cookies. I always look forward to that every year.
Yes, Sweet Martha's cookies, Pronto Pups. That is a winning combination. Michelle, before you go, I want you to really talk to me about why it's so important for parents to encourage their young people to vote. You know, we are watching the DNC. We are watching the Republican Party. It's dominating the news cycle. Everybody is talking about it. But a lot of our young people really feel disconnected.
Right. Well, you know, the League of Women Voters, of course, we're nonpartisan, and we're there for all voters, regardless of what party you're excited about. It is all about getting engaged and finding out, learning who the candidates are. We also have our big statewide voter guide at vote411.org. The number one reason people say they don't vote is they don't know the candidates. And there's really no excuse for it, right? Because there's such great resources out there that we and the Secretary of State site has. So it's really important for young people to see that there's a way to get involved. Even if you can't vote yet, you can start to learn, start to get ready for it. That's a new law that just passed in 23. So we're really excited for everyone. That's how our voices are heard. We care about a lot of issues. Our young people care about a lot of issues. This is a chance for their voice to be heard.
Now, Michelle, a lot of people are geared up. They're excited about this upcoming presidential election. They want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. They want to do more than just go and cast their ballot and come home and wait for the results to come in. I know League of Women Voters is always looking for volunteers, always looking for donations, always looking for people to help. You just moved into a brand new building. Talk to me about how people can be a part of that.
Yeah, thank you. Great question. Certainly, number one, we encourage people to be election judges, right? That is a big thing. Get involved. If you want to know more about how our elections work, sign up for that. But we are always looking for volunteers. You know, the election doesn't actually end on November 5th. We still have the counting of the votes, and we're registering people now as volunteers to help us with observing post-election reviews. So there's lots of ways to get out and get our voters registered. We also register all the newly naturalized citizens. So we go out, and it's so fun to be with our new citizens and get them registered to vote. So we're real excited. There's lots of ways that people just go to our website. We got a volunteer section. We're going to be here on Monday in the parade, and we're going to be volunteering at the Hamlin Church Dining Hall. What you can't see is the back of our shirts. We have a QR code on the back of our T-shirts. People can scan it and go right to Vote 411 to learn about what's on their ballot, who their candidates are. And that's something everyone can do. Get your candidates to sign up, but get your schools out. That's my main message today to all our schools, our students. Make sure your school is signed up for National Voter Registration Day on September 17th, a live virtual event with Secretary Simon. We're going to be up in Bemidji, but putting that all around the state. Great materials, making it easy, because schools now actually, by statute, need to help make voter registration more available. So this is the way. We just want everyone to sign up and get our kids ready to go and be civically engaged.
Well, Michelle and Deekshi, thank you both so much for being on the show today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.